Conservatives Scott Perry, Ronnie Jackson tapped to serve on House Intel Committee. By Sean Moran on June 5, 2024. Reps. Scott Perry, RPA, and Ronnie Jackson, RTX, on Wednesday were selected to serve on the House Intelligence Committee. Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, tapped Perry and Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, to serve on the House Intelligence Committee after reported lobbying from conservatives and former President Donald Trump. For Perry, who has wanted to serve on the influential committee for some time, said in a statement that it would be an opportunity to conduct actual oversight on the intelligence community. The House and Senate Intel Committees often are too deferential to the needs of the Intelligence Committee over other interests, such as Americans' privacy. My great thanks to Speaker Johnson for selecting me to sit on the House Intelligence Committee. I'm humbled by his confidence in me, my service to our nation, and my experience in this arena, the Pennsylvania conservative explained. I look forward to providing not only a fresh perspective, but conducting actual oversight, not blind obedience to some facets of our intel community that all too often abuse their powers, resources, and authority to spy on the American people. We want to make sure the IC is operating within the bounds of the Constitution and honoring the rights and civil liberties of American citizens, Perry wrote in a post on X, formerly Twitter. Jackson said in a written statement on Wednesday, I am honored to accept Speaker Johnson's appointment to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. I am eager to serve on this prestigious committee to conduct key oversight of the intelligence community and ensure their focus remains on national security and protecting the American people at home. Far too many bad actors around the world want to see America's national security and status on the world stage destroyed. And it is critical that our intelligence community counters these efforts and keeps our country safe. Working alongside Chairman Turner, I believe we will be able to restore the American people's complete faith in our intelligence community. I look forward to bringing my experience in the military and as a doctor to the committee so that I can be an asset for this incredible team led by Chairman Mike Turner. Many conservatives cheered the appointment, believing it would pursue America First policies at the committee. Representative Matt Gaetz, RTX, wrote, Congrats to at Rep. Ronnie Jackson and at Rep. Scott Perry on these very significant appointments. President Trump now has major reinforcements for his plan to obliterate the deep state. This is now the most pro-Trump intel committee we have ever had. By far. Finally, some America First champions on the House Intel Committee. Congratulations to former HFC Chairman Scott Perry and my friend Ronnie Jackson. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, wrote. Perry and Jackson's selection onto the committee also serves as an opportunity to rein in warrantless government surveillance, which includes Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. Related, Jim Jordan, there are 204K reasons to oppose FISA reauthorization. The two conservatives in April voted for an amendment proposed by Representative Andy Biggs, RAS, to require a warrant for Section 702. A controversial surveillance law that is meant to target foreign adversaries, but often surveils American citizens without a warrant. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.